Yo, what is good, boys? How's everybody doing today?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
Happy to be here.
Welcome back, Steve.
Welcome back, Steve.
We missed you in the last show.
I had to take a week off. The contract negotiations broke down.
Man, we got the contract. You guys are getting paid?
We got the contract signed. We're ready to go.
I was getting the signs ready to free Steve from the penitentiary and all this shit.
That didn't take long.
I ain't made for jail. You ain't got to worry about that.
I thought all those traffic tickets caught up to him.
Hey, that's okay. Why did you just move cities?
Why you gonna put that out there, Richie?
Move county. Hey, he put it out there first. I was just making sure my boy was okay.
Hey, you move cities. New city, new license plate.
Man, I thought he hopped on the plane with Diddy and left.
Bolted.
No. So Diddy called me. But I told him, I said, you can have Rich instead. He looked at your picture. When he saw your picture, he just blocked me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Hey,
you're undiddable.
I'm totally diddable.
Hey, you should have followed that up with a no Diddy. But okay.
Yeah, no, that subject came up, but you weren't around to say anything. But how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the Diddy thing?
Y'all shocked?
Yeah, we're shocked. Hey, man,
if y'all listen to any of his former artists from Bad Boy, they've been telling you about this. Nobody wanted to believe him. And now it's right in y'all face, and it's just like, wait, this is a shock. No, it's not.
Hey, he was all in their face, too.
In more than one way.
Oh, man. You know what? We're going to leave Diddy alone. That man's got money. He might kill me. But
some random ass podcast. He's gonna send someone.
I was just about to say, you better hope he get caught first.
Yeah, where is he now? Where's his jet at?
You care?
He's flying what?
Yeah,
he's like flying what?
Stay away
South
from
America to Caribbean.
Probably the Caribbean. That's where I'd be.
We also covered Caleb Williams, Steve. Well, we mentioned it, all right, or they, whatever the hell I said in that last podcast. We mentioned it, and you know, we didn't want to go without you being here. So,
y'all just trying to get me banned from YouTube altogether.
No,
yes. Bear fans, get your jersey dresses together. And coming back like the early 2000s.
Hey, man. Hey, I was thinking of something, right? You know how, like, during the breast cancer awareness month, they wear pink? They going to wear it year-round now.
Got that right.
That Chicago Bears thing is going to mean something else.
Wow.
Oh, man. This is great. Hey, look. We're coming out hot, all right? We need to make up from last week. But, yeah, man. Anything else you want to talk about that, Steve?
No, I'm going to leave Caleb Williams alone. I'm going to see how she does in the NFL first.
Atta girl.
That's what Bear Fan might be saying.
He might get into the NFL and just destroy everyone.
Yeah, that's
I'm just saying it could happen.
Wait, do they give it his own locker room?
Jesus Christ, Richie.
He going to spend more time on IR because of a broken nail than anything.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you back, Steve, again. Thank y'all. Thank everybody for tuning in. Subscribe and like the show, please. You know, we reach out more people that way. But, yeah, let's get started with what happened around the NFL this week. We had a lot of not so many moves, but we had some big moves. We had Diggs. He went to the Texans, and I think that the Texans are loading up. And they're going to look good. I don't know what y'all think, but please let me know. What's on your guys' mind about that? How do you guys feel about that?
Well, you see, easily his contract.
Yep, easily the best team in Texas now.
Oh, easily. I mean,
they have.
The bar was
That's not even a hot take.
No.
The bar was not set high with Rain Dakota Prescott.
I mean, just the combination of C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon at running back, and now you got Diggs. I mean, they're looking pretty damn good this season. They really are. They can stay healthy.
Not even Diggs. Diggs, like I said, he redid his contract, so it's a contract year for him. So they're going to get a lot out of it. And if they don't,
that's a smart move. That's a smart move.
Great move, actually.
Do they still have that that other kid, the running back, to go with Joe Mixon? What was his name?
Pierce.
Pierce, yeah.
Damon Pierce. Have
him? Yeah.
Damn. Sure, yeah. That's going to be
still got, they still got Nico Collins down there, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a solid-ass squad, man. And, I mean, and not to – they got pretty far into the playoffs, right? I mean, what, did they win one game or two games? Not two games, because that would have put them in the championship, but
they beat the Browns.
Say that louder for the people in the back.
They boat raced them. Oh man.
Yeah,
they, well, no, and not to mention, man, they signed Danielle Hunter too on the defensive side. That's a solid ass pick. I wanted him for the Niners, but he was way too expensive. Off the top of my head, I think it was like 2 year, $49 million or something like that. So, yep. That's still a solid ass pick, man. You know what, Houston, let's go, because you'll never see me rooting for the Cowboys.
Got that damn right.
No. I take this shit back. You, Jeremy, and I'm pointing at you in the little thing right here. You rooted for the Cowboys when they were going up against the Niners. So don't give me that. Right,
That'd be about the only time I'd root for them, if they're facing someone in our division and we need you guys to lose.
Don't root for the Cowboys, period. I will root for
them. Even if that means you miss the playoffs.
Before I root for the Cowboys, I have a deep hatred for the Cowboys.
It means my team makes it in, man. I'll root for them. Not going to like it, but I'll root for them.
Cowboys come to Cleveland this year. I can go sit down at the Cowboys bench with big rain sign.
Steve.
What?
That's the Texans are they're threatening your parlay for the Browns to make it to the Super Bowl. How do you feel about that?
The Browns are threatening his parlay.
No comment. Yeah, right.
As long as Derek is there, it's always threatened.
He just started throwing the pick, I think.
Winston, right?
Oh yeah, you got Jameis.
You guys are good. Wait, you're fine.
What was wrong with him?
He broke a bone in his shoulder.
So he just massaged hard, or
he massaged it too hard.
I think he got hurt.
Brittle.
Yeah, I think he got hurt in that Baltimore game. Which, by the way, that was his best half of football, I think, since he's been here. Went 14-14, led him to a comeback win.
It was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, now that man needs to.
Well, listen to Cleveland radio, and they're like, "Well, is this year you give him a? If he gets hurt again, do you give him a pass for next year? No. If he gets hurt, you got to go. Eat the contract and get the hell out of here.
Could be a ton of dead cap space though for you guys.
Yeah, $230 million says he ain't going nowhere.
It won't be if they did this year. It'd be a lot worse than next year. So they're giving him $64 million this year. Next year, I think the cap hits $130 million or something like that. It's a lot better than it would be this year.
Yeah, that's a big cap still. How many years has he been there yet? Or is it like two or three?
Three.
Has it been three already?
Two.
The first year, I know he missed quite a few games with the suspension. This last season, I thought, was his first full season in Cleveland.
Damn, Steve, slow down. You can't be drinking like a Mexican. We know how
Mexican water.
Mexican water.
Again. I can't even hate. Hey, put that away, man. Actually, you know what? Since you got it out, do a promo for Modelo.
Shout out Modelo. Go sponsor us.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah, Steve.
No, but yeah, man, like, damn.
Patron, too.
So it's been what? Two or three years, Ray?
Two. Two.
No.
Two.
This is going to 30. That's right. That's right.
3 years? How many games did that man played?
11.
He missed, like, what, half the first season? The first season he was with them? 10 games? Something like that?
Yeah, he missed 11 games, I think. He was suspended. And last year he missed, what, 12 games since he was hurt?
12 games. Damn.
You talk about stealing money.
He's
pulling a Garoppolo.
Right? Hey, Garoppolo's got us to the Super Bowl, right? I mean,
I'm just saying he misses a lot of time. That's all I was saying.
No. That I get that. But Garoppolo.
Isn't he suspended?
Geno's stealing your guys' money because that fool ain't doing shit for y'all. So if we're talking about stealing money, Goff has earned his money. Geno has not.
Richie, have you looked into Geno's stats? I'm just curious because he's in like the top five in almost all categories for the NFC as a quarterback.
What's his stat in the playoffs?
I got no comment on that matter.
Okay, thank you. You pay top dollar for top for a quarterback who's going to do something in the playoffs. Sure.
We ain't paying top dollar. Hey, there's some top dollar for him.
I used to make fun of Goff. I used to call him Goof, all right?
I still do.
Okay. But you know what? That man, whatever he's getting paid, he earned that shit last year. He led that team. It ain't his fault. It's not his fault that what's his name? A dude couldn't catch. That motherfucker got brick for hands.
You see where he at now, right?
Reynolds?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
So we thought we signed him. We did it. He went to Denver.
Oh shit! That means y'all gonna win the NFC Championship. Fuck.
Yeah.
We can't count on him.
I told you that was on.
The Lions are that team that you literally like you. There's nothing to hate about them. They suck for the longest, and when they're good, you're like, okay, cool. The only reason why I didn't root for them in the championship game was because we were playing against y'all. If it was any other team, dude, I would have rooted for the Lions to make it to the Super Bowl. But because it was my team, you know, I had to do what I had to do. But still, like, if it was any other team, I would have rooted for the Lions. I don't care about the Lions to dislike them. You know what I mean? Hey, I'd rather see you guys do good because somebody's got to take out the Seahawks and the Cowboys and the Eagles and everybody else. We got to make the championship game good.
Lions is about the only team that we have a good record against the last five seasons.
We can't have sorry ass teams playing against
the Eagles
in the championship.
Hey, we on the come up.
I'm looking here. Geno Smith's making 26.4 this year.
Yeah, that's not elite money.
That's what I'm saying. It's not elite money. Is it a lot of money? Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's not your 35, not 40 million.
No.
I honestly believe this is going to be his last year in Seattle.
He's probably not even the highest paid player on the team.
He is. DeKalen is second with 24.5.
DeKalen?
People don't forget.
Oh, no, not DeKalen.
Hey, man. Can y'all just imagine? Tuck y'all chains in, DeKalen coming.
I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm pulling that shit out.
You'd be like, who?
DeKalen.
Hey, though, straight up, though, like, if I ever meet that man in person, I fully expect him to punch me right in the fucking face.
I paid to watch that.
Oh, it's you. Yeah, get some.
I don't expect to get punched in the face, but I do expect the. I mean, I just look. He wore a dangly hoop earring. He's not hitting me at all. I'm sorry. He's not.
You're not gonna bring up his pacifier.
Yeah, my wife, fucking, like, every chance she gets, she's like, that pacifying ass wearing motherfucker. I'm like, damn, girl.
How does she really feel?
Oh, we can't air that here because it involves Caleb Williams 2.0.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no. But yeah, no. That's crazy that Deshaun's made. I mean, I thought he was there for, like, well, no, I was right. He's going on his third year.
His third, but
man.
Yeah,
he hasn't played nothing. He hasn't done anything.
And to that guaranteed money.
He's been to the bank.
I'm looking at his contract right now. 60. He's making 63.9 this year. His dead cap. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's next year's one. 63.7 this year. His dead cap is $200 million.
Oh.
Next year drops to 136.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where Jeremy got off saying anything about Jimmy G with that one. I don't even like the guy, but hell no. Jimmy G.
I was just talking about the time missed, not the money. Because Jimmy G was the bargain compared to that.
Yeah, no. Because Jimmy G was as trash as he is, and I know my wife's going to hate this, but she loves him. You know, it's the looks. I get it. I told her, you know, he made money, put a baby in you. That's like, I don't care. We rich.
That's not.
No, baby. We're making money. Right? It ain't just you.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but Rich, you outkicked your coverage. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You're about to pay for my alimony.
Browns haven't paid Deshaun Watson until 2027. He's off the roster. His contract's up in 2025.
Damn, man. That's a hindrance. Like, but wait, low key, the Browns front office, they're fucking geniuses because through all that, they still have a solid ass team around them.
Well, that's a problem, like, because they're restructuring deals. That's going to catch up to them in a couple of years. They're going to owe all this money.
The Niners do that shit. The Niners been doing that shit for the, like, the last 6 years. It still hasn't caught up. Y'all be all right. But still, like.
You see what franchise is talking about, though.
Low-key geniuses. If they can pull his contract, his dead cap hit, and still bring in, you know, players the way they do, like, not bad. Is Jimmy Haslam still the owner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's the owner there
for a while.
They're trying to build new. They want to build it in Brook Park where the old Ford plant used to be. It's right next to the airport. Yeah.
When I was there, it was First Energy. Is it still First Energy?
It still is, yeah. They want to move
that thing. Jimmy is like brand new.
They built it in 99.
Well, still brand new. Look at Lambo. That shit's been up since like the 1800s.
Well, Jimmy came in. He wants to have more than, 12 dates a year? So he wants to build an indoor facility or a dome or whatever people are calling it. So he wants to put it in Brook Park next to the airport. Yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, it'd be easy access for everybody, more central location. Plus, you get more. I'd rather go to a game in a dome in December and sit outside 20-degree weather, man. Screw that.
Where's everybody going to park it?
They have 176 acres they bought. So they're going to put parking all in there. I think they said 15,000 parking spots alone in there.
But still, man, it's always the Browns thing, like to tune in and I have a soft spot for the Browns, all right? In the AFC, that's my team. I'll say it. That's my team in the AFC. I still have a soft spot for going to a Browns game, and first off, it's cold as shit. And you look over and you got Big Mike over there with no shirt on, his titties painted brown, and it's 0 degrees, and he don't give a damn. Like,
he's been drinking since 6 a.m. Got the 4-inch nipples.
Yeah, no, he's cutting glass with those things.
Chicken's done.
But like that's a man. Like, that's kind of like classic, bro. Like,
I root for the original Browns.
You like the Ravens? Oh man, those are fighting words. You better go find him and whoop his ass or something.
I'm joking.
Yeah, our Modell don't want you rooting for him.
Hey.
Oh man, that'll never get old. That's like saying Michigan.
I don't care about college sports, man.
It's okay. You all we have to say is Mariners, and you're disappointed, so it's fine. Yeah, that's all you can do.
That's all I can do. Yeah, hey, Lyme.
The Mariners look pretty good this week.
Not this season.
It's still early.
I saw somebody post up on a Facebook like, "Hey, let the Mariners know to let their bats know that they can come alive if the season started." Like, yeah, no shit. I think we've been shut out like 3 times already, man. It's
typical.
Season's early.
We found out today our starting one pitcher Shane Bieber has to get Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, it's all that. That sucks, man. That absolutely sucks.
The only reason why I know Tommy John is because Brock Purdy had that shit.
Yeah, our one pitcher, he gets hit elbow discomfort after his first start. So after we went out and bitch slapped Seattle a couple days ago, they looked at him today and Tommy John surgery. He's done for the year.
Oh, damn.
Maybe even the start of next year, too, man. That sucks.
He's not coming back regardless. But
we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
The road to the World Series is still good. We're fine.
Steve, are you a? I don't even fucking know what their name is. Are you a Cleveland fan? Oh, nice. Nice.
Indians or Guardians? Excuse me.
Hey, no, it's Indians.
It's Indians.
It's Indians, bro. I will forever know them as Indians. And anybody got a problem with that? Fuck you. That's all I gotta say.
They changed the name a couple years ago. I still can't say their actual name. I can't do it.
I get that.
Cleveland Indians, bro.
I won't.
I used to love going for their dollar dog and $2 Bud Lights. I don't even care for Bud Light, but I'll take that shit. $20 ticket.
Hey, I'm so old school. I still call it the Jake.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, did you see that video of Angel Hernandez this last week? We were talking about him last week, right? Do you see that call he made?
What'd he do?
So the guy's up there at bat, right? He's up there, barely moves the bat, ball hits him in the hands, he calls it a swing instead of a hit by pitch. Oh, man, you want to talk about everyone being in an uproar, man. He's in mid-season form, bro.
Hold on. But what does the rule say?
The bat has to break the plane of the plate to be a swing.
Did he not, or did he? Like
he went like this. That was all the movement he had. That should be a hit by pitch.
I ain't pulling that shit up. I don't believe you. I'm gonna go ahead and
dude. I'm telling you, man. Look up Angel Hernandez. He is absolute dog trash.
Horrid.
Hold on, wait.
Angel Hernandez, all right?
You talking about Angel Hernandez, isn't he the one that broke up the White Sox no hitter that year against the Indians?
No. That's not the white. No, that's not the same guy.
Not for who? What the hell's?
He's retired already. He's came out and publicly apologized for missing that call. I can't remember the ump's name, but he's no longer in baseball, and he feels bad about it.
It was Joe West. I remember that.
I just remember he had the funky looking mustache. I don't know. Hey, listen. All I know is thank you.
Yo, Angel Hernandez, bro. Like, hey, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, my boy, but. Fuck, you suck.
He filed a lawsuit against Major League Baseball.
Jim Joyce. Jim Joyce was the cause.
That's it.
No, Joe West was another one that I'm glad he retired because he was terrible too. He was in there for like 50 plus years. But yeah, Jim Joyce was the guy that cost him the perfect game.
Good. Thanks. Hey, find his address. I'll send him a fruit basket.
Are you gonna take it to the front porch?
Nah, I couldn't live with the White Sox having the perfect game on our on us. So nah, I'll send him a legit fruit basket.
So I actually went to a Mariner game where that perfect game was pitched against us in 2012. Filter from the White Sox, man. Yeah, that was incredible. Huge Mariners fan, of course, but to see in person a perfect game, that doesn't happen. There's been like 19 of them, or 22 at this point, I think.
See, even I know. I'm not a big baseball fan. Even I know what that means. Like that's cool.
They gave away coins at the beginning of the game. Yeah, they gave away coins. I still have that thing in my possession, man. That was pretty cool. That. As a baseball fan, like I said, huge Mariner fan, but I love the sport of baseball. That was awesome to be at. And, of course, Felix Hernandez, like 3 months later, threw a perfect game for us, so it worked out.
I think Cleveland's been no-hit, I think, 3 times in the last 2 years.
We get no-hit about three times a year.
That's all I got, man.
Hey, you always bring up forgettable shit, man.
Yeah, right? What the hell?
You always bring up the forgettable shit.
Ray is the Cleveland fan that just is the hardest critic of them. He wants them to know that they are ass. He's bringing it up. Oh, man. Wait, hold on. I got a question, though. Steve, how did you become a Lions fan if you're from Cleveland? I mean,
Barry.
I know it's not hard, but.
Barry.
Oh, shit. You know what? But wait. I mean, you had the likes of, like, Jim Brown, like, shit like that.
Jim Brown is bigger than the defensive lineman at the time he played. Barry.
Yeah.
Barry is the GOAT. Barry is the greatest. Jim Brown is after Walter. Walter Brown.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Barry's good, but he should have ran fucking north and south instead of east and west.
Barry, Walter, Jim.
I'm just saying, you would have gotten more yardage if he actually went forward instead of backwards, side to side.
He accomplished more in his career than most people do. And he played half the time.
How many years did he play for?
Was it 8?
Real quick.
10. I know Jim Brown didn't play long either.
10. Mm-hmm. Jim Brown, I think, played 9 years. Barry played. Years,
yeah.
I know.
You see him buried.
July 27th, it still hurts.
You see, to Steve's point, though, Barry played, say, about the same amount of time. He had a lot more rushing yards.
If Barry would have played as long as Emmitt did, he'd have over 20,000 yards.
Well, that guy
I don't care about Emmitt. Fuck that guy.
I don't even think I got Emmitt in my top 10 running backs of all time.
Ray Prescott can have like all the passing yards in the world, but he's still going to finish 9-8 or 9-7.
9-8. You had it right.
9-8. Yeah, I had it right. He gets those garbage yards, man. He'll have like 150 yards going to the fourth quarter and they get 500. Still lose by 2 touchdowns.
Fantasy quarterback elite right there.
You guys ready for my hot take? Or
no. Oh, too early for that shit. Too early for that.
Nah.
Right, when you're ready, like, fuck come back that. Around when you're ready, man. I got one for
fuck
you.
That. Fuck that. I'm ready for that hot take. Listen.
You ready? All right. So, my hot take, the Broncos are going to go after a quarterback that hasn't played in the NFL in the last year or two. Some of the things I'm seeing is they're actually going to try to get Tom Brady to play for them. Don't think that's going to happen. But I think Matt Ryan ends up as the quarterback of the Broncos this season. It's my take.
I mean, Matt Ryan couldn't do shit in a dome in Indy.
I mean, that's great. I don't give a shit what Matt happens Ryan with him. I'm just that's my take.
That's worse than that is a take. That's worse than having Russell Wilson.
I'm get him a lot cheaper.
This one, Tom Brady's not coming back. If the Niners called him and they wanted him to play before they had, you know, Brock Purdy or whatever, and he was done. And that's his hometown. So he said nah. Which that brings me to circles to the Niners are retarded as fuck because
bro, when Tom the R-word.
R-word again, Tom, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah. Like damn.
He's going to get us kicked off the streaming service, man.
I'm about to kick you the fuck off right now.
Was the kick too?
No. No, I. You know what, though? It would not surprise me. And what I was saying is the Niners were just fucked because when Tom Brady wanted to play for them, they said no because they had Jimmy G. See, it's all one big bad circle. Like, yeah, no, they should have definitely dumped Jimmy G for Tom Brady. Like, I would have. That's great.
You guys might have ended up with another trophy, but you never would have had Brock Purdy. You wanted to see what he could do.
Nobody wanted Brock Purdy. We would have drafted his ass the last person, too. He's Mr. Irrelevant, right? Nobody wanted him. Come on now.
Fair enough.
But as far as Matt Ryan, dude, like, I don't know. Like,
he's come out and said he wants to play another season.
Yeah, he wants to. His body don't want to.
Right.
His body is like, nah, like, bro, we done. Like, we took a beat.
I'm just saying, I would see Sean Payton taking a chance on him. That's all.
I don't know. Sean Payton, no. Because I can see if he was like a Saints quarterback that, you know, he was bringing back from his time with the Saints. But Sean Payton has no connection to him. They were rivals.
Why not? He might not have a connection to him, but that guy puts up yards. Maybe not now, and you know, a little bit of an advanced age, but you know, he was always putting up 4,000 plus yards every season.
Yeah, here's my best take: the Denver Broncos are going to end up in the cellar again in the AFC West.
Oh, that's not an ass take. That's
like you, okay. That's like which one?
I'm saying who's going to be at quarterback. That's my best take. A smart take is the fact that they are going to be in the cellar. That's a smart take.
No, it's not, because the Raiders are there too, so you got to be careful with that.
wait a minute. Who did they sign?
Who the fuck? Gardner Minshew?
Marcus Mariota?
Yeah.
It was Gardner
Minshew, or was it Minshew?
No, Minshew went to Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was just...
You got Minshew, and then you got Aiden O'Connell as their backup.
Dude, it sounded like you said something else. I'm not going to lie. Holy shit.
Aiden O'Connell?
Steven,
I don't know what you thought I said.
We're gonna go back to the reason why Steve missed last week.
Oh,
Denver's quarterback room is Ben DiNucci and Jarrett Stidham.
Who?
Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci.
Who?
Two dudes.
Oh no, man, that's so. Wait, they are in the AFC West, right? So it's the Chiefs, it's the Raiders.
It's Chargers.
The Charger. All right. I don't know if y'all seen this, but my homeboy Matt, Top Tech NV Air Conditioning Company. Shout out to them.
Is that the dude that's in fantasy with us? Fantasy football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt. He's a big Chargers fan, and he's going to hate me for that. But hey, you know what? He said, and I quote, Chargers are going to run the AFC with Jim Harbaugh. And all I could respond to him was, laughing face. It's the Chargers, laughing face. He gonna hate me for this shit. But
listen, I got no problem with the Chargers. They're in the AFC. You know, they're a decent team, but they ain't running shit with Mahomes ahead of them. It is what it is. I mean, unless he loses all of his receivers to prison.
Did he get charged already?
No, he hasn't been charged, but he's admitted to his role. He had like 10 grams of marijuana in the car. Like, he's looking at 6 months in jail. Yeah.
She Rice and Henry Ruggs, man. That's a hell of a prison team.
I think someone said that to me the other day. Yeah.
All you need is Russell Wilson and his fellow criminals.
Can I get one marijuana, please?
Fellow criminals.
Hey, you know, so
hold on. You used to get mad when I would send you that because I'm like, dude, this dude's such a square. And then I would send you that, and you would get mad.
I wouldn't get mad because I knew he was a fucking square. He is spooky as shit. But he performed.
No longer in Seattle, and all of a sudden he's a square.
You're right. He ain't in Seattle no more, man. So, no, the last couple of years he was with us. Even Richie, you can ask Ash. The last couple of years he was with us, I was telling her, I was like, man, this guy is.
Yeah, now you're seeing what the rest of the world saw when he was in your guys' shit, right?
High knee, 30,000 feet in the air.
My God. Yeah. Man, no. But, Denver, the Chargers, the Raiders, they're all on fire, bro. And I'll say it, I live in Vegas. Fucking the Raiders are on fire. They're not getting past Kansas City. Fucking Mahomes in one leg will beat most of them. So, is Jim Harbaugh gonna make the Chargers better? Yes,
100%. What? He will not make them better until he starts cheating.
100%. Jim Harbaugh will make them better, like he made Michigan better than Ohio State. So
he started cheating.
Michigan had
taken. And if you really want to take it there,
he took a year off.
He was also in San Francisco, and until he started cheating there, they weren't good.
No, that's not true.
He pulled a Pete Carroll. That's all.
Yeah, well, he did good there. It's just like when he was in Michigan. He kicked the shit out of y'all. He won what he had to win, and that was it.
Hey, I'm glad you keep bringing that up. What was his record against Ohio State and Michigan?
Oh, I don't care. I just know that when I say
Michigan, what I was his know. Record? What was his record?
I don't care.
Yeah, I know don't you don't. Care. I don't expect you to.
Richie. Richie, you've been sitting there dogging on the Raiders. Do you think that Pierce, their the new head coach, is going to have some kind of impact?
I love Pierce. I am so for him being a – like, I'm all for, like, old players being coaches. Like the Lions.
I think he's great, honestly. I mean, myself.
What was the Lions?
Dan Campbell was no player.
He was a player.
No, but I put him up there with Dan Campbell, the same kind of man.
Dan Campbell was a healthy scratch almost every game of his career.
Did you not see him slam that fucking helmet down and hit himself in the head? That was him, right?
So you're glorifying him for being stupid?
Hey, I didn't say he was smart. I said he was a player.
Not a smart player.
Right. Hey, Ray, stop sexting, all right? This is our time.
No, I'm looking hard at
Ray. I just got a text from Ray.
Uh-oh. You sending nudes?
Oh, my.
Don't lie.
I do think Antonio Pierce is going to have a positive influence on the Raiders. I don't think they're going to start running the AFC West. I do think that it was the right hire, though. Had they gone outside the organization, it would have been a total coup. Inside.
He was a good linebacker. He's been a good coach so far. I think players can motivate players to play.
And, can you remind me where he played? What was it? Okay, that's right.
The New York Football Giants.
I knew it was East Coast. I just couldn't remember the team he played on.
Yeah, no, I remember him playing, and he was a decent player. But I think
he played around the same time as Eli.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, If I'm not mistaken, he was in the club with a Plexico when he shot himself.
Oh, okay.
That was a misfire.
Right? Didn't shoot himself. It misfired.
It misfired.
It wasn't no misfire. Cheddar Bob shot himself in the leg.
Cheddar Bob? Oh, man, no, not Cheddar Bob. Why are you bringing Cheddar Bob into this?
Hey, man, did he not shoot himself in the leg just like him? That boy shot himself in the leg and then still had to do 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
Insult to injury.
Hey, you know what, though? At least he shot himself and he didn't, you know, turn out to be an Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. Can't argue that.
You know what? You know what? I would respect the Aaron Hernandez more than I would a Plexico.
You tell.
You shot yourself with your own gun.
Okay.
That's stupidity.
My point exactly.
Aaron Hernandez, the motherfucker with your gun.
Look at how many murders Aaron Hernandez got away with. That's, you got to be smart for that. He got caught for one.
He wasn't that smart.
He got caught for one.
He got caught for three. You got caught.
Plexico got caught shooting himself.
His own video surveillance did him in, all right?
I mean, that wasn't shit, I'm not going to lie.
Plexico got caught shooting himself.
On accident.
In fact, he did it.
I'm just saying.
This is why I
have to. Hold on, wait.
Get yourself a good holster. Don't put it like it's in between your pants and your waist.
So just check this out. Hear me out on this just for one second.
Let's hear it, Steve.
You shoot yourself and then you go to jail for shooting yourself. That's smart.
No, I'm not saying it's smart, but you're out after 2 years. You kill another guy, you're in for 20. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, let's go ahead. Let's go.
If you want to be technical, Aaron Hernandez was only in there for two.
You're not wrong. But had he not taken his own life, he'd still be in there.
All I care about is the bottom line. And the bottom line is Aaron Hernandez did too. Plexico did too. Yeah. One didn't shoot themselves.
They were both, and one's hilarious. One's like, you know.
I want Ray's take on this.
On what?
On this whole thing. Who's right?
Oh shit!
Ray got that. I ain't been paying attention. Ray got that. I ain't been paying attention.
He's like, I don't give a fuck who's right or wrong. They both shot a motherfucker.
Plexico shot his own. Steve's right. Plexico's stupid. How you?
As I said, you got to get yourself a good holster
or a gun with a safety.
No, a good holster, like a gun.
Hey, so look, so check this out.
And the safety can come out.
I worked at a gun counter. Get a gun with a safety. You're not worried about shooting yourself as long as the safety's on.
So check this out.
You can't trust it.
If you got millions, why do you need a gun in your waistband? Like, you're still
in the hood. Well, you got something else going on. You got something like Diddy. Millions,
why you got to murder motherfuckers?
Hey, just because you got millions don't mean you ain't crazy in the head.
Like Hernandez.
Look at Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown got millions, and Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown's stupid.
You guys see this shit with DeMar Hamlin and him?
Yeah, I saw that.
He's like, oh, you retired. It was a different Hamlin, man. That shit had me rolling. The old burnout head.
He retired for 9 minutes. So
Brown was seriously on that dude.
Hey, man, I caught that. Hey, man, we not about to play with that, bro. Yeah, no, I'm not touching that one. But I just wanted to shed light. I caught that.
Hello.
Yeah. Run that tape back, you'll hear what he said.
But yeah, man, no, Antonio Brown's on some shit, man. That dude does. That dude's cuckoo in the head. You know what? We can have a conversation about this. CTE. Y'all think this shit, like a lot of these players are catching this shit like as they're playing and it's happening and, you know, they're really fucked up like that? Yeah?
No, yes. I agree with it.
I'm asking.
They bigger, bigger, they faster, they stronger. Period. Yes.
Antonio Brown could have been a first ballot Hall of Famer had his head not gotten messed up. Yep. Yeah, and he's out where he's at now. He would have been a first ballot, and no question asked.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks, Montez. Perfect.
Hold on. Was that before or after he rented that helicopter to bring him into practice?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm just saying.
The helicopter. It was the helicopter to training camp. Yeah. You
remember that shit? He literally got a helicopter to bring him into training camp.
Who was that? Who was he with when that happened?
Raiders. Raiders.
It was the Raiders. He never played a down with them in the regular season.
Nope.
That's right.
He decided
he got released with Tampa.
But I mean,
I thought he went to New England right after.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he went to the Raiders. He got released from the Raiders. He went to New England. Yep. New England ended up cutting me because remember they had signed me and he was supposed to get a signing bonus of like $30 million. But he said about Robert Kraft and they didn't pay him.
But he never played a game with him.
He played a few games for him, I think.
Yeah.
He didn't play much, but he did play a couple of them. For the Raiders, he never did. That dude didn't make it out of training camp because of the helmet. Remember that?
Yeah.
That whole helmet incident?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what he was complaining about the helmet. It wasn't doing shit for him anyway.
Ray, you were talking about WrestleMania earlier, right, before we got on. Yeah. So we're talking
quick left turn.
Hold on. So we're talking. You know where I'm going with this, Ray? Where am I going with CTE in WrestleMania?
Oh yeah,
Chris Jericho. Chris Benoit. I mean, Chris Benoit.
Oh, hey, Chris that Benoit. Story, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I read that story.
Oh, that fucked me up, man.
I read. I had heard about it. I knew what I was getting into, but I literally read like a story about it. Bro, I was shocked. Holy shit. Like,
so I haven't watched wrestling in over 20 years. But when he came over, it was the Four Horsemen. It was him, Dean Malenko, Saturn. Yeah, I know. I'm showing my age. Hell of a wrestler. And then, you know, of course, it came out that he killed his wife, killed his son. I think his son had some health issues, autistic. I can't remember everything that his son had a lot of issues, and apparently he took it out on his wife.
I don't know what that had to do with him getting murdered.
Well, no. It was
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He killed them. Okay. And it's wrong, you know.
And he had CTE as well.
Yeah, and it came out he had CTE. So yeah, very
guys,
real.
A lot of those guys did. All those chair shots and shit they took to the head, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm surprised Mick Foley's still functional. Shit.
That dude.
Well, he stopped in time, man. He hasn't wrestled in 20 years.
What the fuck you mean he stopped in time? He's taken so many chairs to the
barely,
head.
Barely stopped in time.
Hey, Richie didn't want us to talk wrestling because he didn't want everybody to know his favorite wrestler was Goldust.
What's wrong with Goldust?
No, it's Mr. Ass, bro. Get it right.
Billy Gunn? Ooh, love it.
Yes, sir. One and only Mr. Ass.
Richie's an ass man.
Yeah. Shit. You just mad because you enjoy Rikishi doing his thing on you.
Oh, a stink face? Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I would have never fought Rikishi because if Rikishi would have did that to me, I would shoot me.
Hey, Rikishi was too cool. That, man, that was like prime WWF, man.
Oh, I was. Steve's over there like, yo, Mark Henry took his nickname, Big Sexy Chocolate.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you admit it. I am Big Sexy.
And he did chocolate take his name.
Too. Chocolate, too. Get it right.
I'm not that. Hey,
we have fans?
I just want to say shout out to my fans. The one over there in Europe. We appreciate you. The many, many fans that we got around Brussels, yeah, whatever. Hey, look, the many, many fans we got around the country, the three fans we got around the world.
We got at least 20, bro.
Hey, we got people in Albuquerque, we got people in Phoenix, we got people in New Mexico, Texas. Hey, believe it or not, we got people in Dallas. Like, I'm like,
they must be Mexican.
As much shit as we talk about the Cowboys,
they came over from Mexico.
Hey, hold on, wait. So wait, we got fans in Mexico. But we ain't got no fans. You trying to tell we ain't got no fans in Nevada, Montana?
No, we got
one fan in Montana. We got one fan in Montana.
I'll tell you right now.
We got no fans in Ohio. How many fans we got in Pennsylvania?
We got fans in
Pennsylvania?
Nevada. We got Texas. We got fans in New Mexico.
Washington.
Montana, Nevada, Washington. We got fans in Ohio. Pennsylvania, you can suck a dick. I don't care about you. We got one fan in New York, and you know what? Internationally known, we got one fan in Brussels.
That's awesome, man.
Check this out.
You know what? Sorry, I don't even want to say man because it could be a girl, it could be a
child, old person. Hey, who knows?
Shout out to our fans in Brussels, New Mexico, worldwide. Vegas, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Shout out to everybody.
We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You just listened to a bunch of idiots talking on a mic.
Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend. If that don't work, I smile a whole episode. That'll get them to tune in.
And if you live in Montana, go ahead and tell your elk. We get it. There's not many people.
Shout out to sheep.
Hey, Richie, we got anybody in Michigan?
No.
Oh, God.
Michigan. Good.
You know what? Hey. As much as I vouch for fucking Michigan and make fun of you guys about Ohio State, we still don't have any for Michigan. This is the last episode where I make fun of you guys from Michigan. If we don't get a subscriber from Michigan, I'm gonna go ahead and say what Flint said to their water. Fuck it. Poison everybody.
I'm all for it.
I think that's a good place to leave off for the week, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will not be episode 6 after that one.
All right, y'all. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. If you got this far, holy shit.
Huge props.
Because holy
shit. Shout out to my fans.
All one of them.
It's still a start.
Family, peace and love, y'all.
Later, guys.
Later.